Maddie Tolbert. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. As we are set to talk about all kinds of things going on. A lot of things going on in sports right now. Obviously, the NBA, the NHL is underway as far as the playoffs. The NFL, it's their big weekend in Detroit. They're having the NFL draft, but there's still things going on. You know, just normal stuff like baseball, football, that kind of thing. And you are actually going to talk about soccer a little bit this morning.
I'm not going to be talking about soccer.
You are going to kind of lead in
but
to someone who's going to talk about soccer.
I got someone here to talk about some soccer.
Because someone knows soccer.
I tried and played, but okay. I wasn't that good. So.
Okay. So you have a guest this morning.
I do have a guest
this morning. And it's your prom date. How's that working?
I think that he dresses up well. But
oh, okay.
He dresses out even better on the soccer field.
Okay. So introduce your guest, Emilio. Did I say that right?
Just Emil. Emil.
Okay.
Emil Scandovino.
So I don't know any Emil. I knew an Emilio, but I don't know any Emil. Now I know an Emil.
Yeah. He's and the spelled okay. wrong, too.
Okay.
So. He's the only Emil I know.
So where are you originally from? Are you from Mexico?
Yeah, I'm from... Well, I was born in Jeff City, but I'm from Mexico.
Okay.
I've lived here my whole life, so...
Gotcha. So you are a junior?
I'm a senior. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, so...
And you've got an interesting story, because you're going to play some soccer.
Yeah.
And you've played soccer at the high school level, correct?
Yep. I played all 4 years, and I was varsity all 4 years, so it was fun.
So you've got an interesting summer situation going on. How soon is this going to happen?
So basically, I am going to leave in September, the early September, and then I'll be... in college for 4 years.
Where are you going to college at?
Harry Watt University in Scotland.
Is that in Edinburgh?
Yep.
Yeah.
In Edinburgh.
So. Okay.
Yeah, it's a super good opportunity, and I'm really glad to have it.
So why Scotland?
So throughout my recruiting journey, I was getting offers from D3s and D2s and and NAIs and all that, and nothing felt right. I toured everywhere. I did all this stuff, and nothing felt right to me. So,
You took a tour to Scotland.
No,
good idea.
And then
if you don't go, good idea.
And then a school in England actually emailed me and was like, "Hey, we like you. We want to see you and all this stuff."
Yeah.
And then so they were talking all over, and then they talked to a Scottish school, and that fit my major. So I'll do chemical engineering there for 4 years and get my bachelor's degree, and then I'll probably come back and get my master's and PhD whenever I'm all finished and done.
So is it a scholarship?
Yep.
Is. Is it full, or is it half?
My first year, I have a 40% scholarship,
okay.
And then academics, I might get some.
Yeah.
And then my second year, when I'm promoted to the first team, I'll get 100% scholarship.
Nice.
So
nice. Now, what position do you play?
Goalkeeper.
Oh, well, that makes it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of important. You got the special gloves,
right?
Yeah. I mean.
Can't tell you how many pairs of gloves this boy has gone through.
I probably have a bag just full of, 20.
Yeah, just ripped up, dirty, just stinky.
Stinky.
They stink.
They do
stink. No one tells you that soccer players, just shin guards and gloves, they stink.
They stink.
They stink.
Wait to go.
Not at prom tonight, though. Right?
Yeah.
Please clean yourself. Please take a shower.
So, how did you? I mean, you've never been to Scotland, have you?
Nope. I've never flew before. So.
Oh well, that'll be an interesting. I actually have a cousin who just came back from being, and she went to school in England. She's actually going back over for graduation ceremonies. In a month, she spent a year and a half, she loved it. Of course, she did. And this is what I would encourage you to do: is take advantage of the opportunities. And that she went all over. She was in England, but she went to Scotland. She went through all of England. She went to Ireland. She went down into France. I mean, get to know the countryside, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's also Italian, so I think that
I didn't realize that with the name Emil. I just...
I remember this is kind of romantic-y, kind of. But whenever we first started talking, I was like, "Are you Italian or something?" And he was like, "Yes, Maddie, yes." I just didn't know.
So are your parents Italian?
So my dad is.
Yeah.
My mom's Irish, so.
I'm there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Got to represent the Irish side.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So have you been working on your squats?
Not really, but I mean,
you're not going to fit in.
Oh my!
So what are you looking forward to most? Besides playing soccer.
Well, yeah, you know. Soccer, of course. Yeah. And then the school is just wonderful. The campus is beautiful. I love the countryside. It's just an amazing place to be.
Yeah.
Whenever I have free time, I'll go up to the Highlands and hike with my buddies. And I'm just ready to get it all started.
So do you know anybody over there yet?
No, I do not. Well, I know my coach. But yeah. Other than that, I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
But my coach is super cool. Yeah. I really like my coach.
But who's going to be not too far away from you?
Brendan McCown. He's going to be 6 hours away. Yeah. So,
and his brothers are probably fairly close too. I mean, yeah. You know.
Not closer than I will be.
Yeah. So it's McCown, because those McCowns, they hang out on the other continent.
Yeah. So his grandma is about halfway between us. So we're going to go down and meet there and have dinner and all that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good time. Good luck.
Thank you.
And is there one thing? What's the one thing you take away from soccer? Having played it, how many years have you played?
Since I was like 3.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you kind of grew up on it.
14. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the one thing you take away from it that you just enjoy? And maybe it's not soccer. Maybe it's being the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
That you enjoy about soccer. What's the one thing that stands out to
Well,
you?
I just love being the goalkeeper because it's so individualized. Yeah. No one on the field is like me. No one on the field knows what I'm going through other than the goalkeeper on the bench.
Yeah.
There's no one else but me on the field.
Yeah.
And it's just a super good experience. And I mean, I like to take that away and just know that that's what I have to do every day. If I don't, then I'll fall off. And like, if I decide today that I'm going to be a field player, I can't do that because I haven't grown up like that.
Yeah.
But if a field player tried to be my position, they couldn't do that because they haven't grown up like that.
Yeah. Now, you're not, as far as goalkeepers, a lot of goalkeepers are tall. How tall are you?
5'11".
Yeah, I was going to say right around 6 or just under 6.
Yeah.
So do you feel that hampers you, or do you feel... No?
No. I feel like it helps me because in some situations, taller goalkeepers can't get low, so they get scored on very low. But, I mean, I'm able to jump just the same, so it's not... And I have a 6'4" wingspan, so
there you go.
I don't have to worry about that very much.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And take care of our girl at prom tonight.
Yep, I'll try that's to. Me. Take care of me.
Say your last name again.
Emil Scanavino.
Scanavino.
Yep.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I'm just saying, yep.
Go ahead.
Well, you should hear, actually, at soccer games, they like hardly can't even say Emil.
I would have said Scanavino if I'd have seen it.
Okay.
So, you know, it is what it is, right? Of course, you know, next time I say it, I'll be saying say it. Let me try this. Scott, no, I won't. I won't do it in Scottish.
Oh, gosh. No, please don't.
We'll see how the Scottish announcers do that. Let us know. Keep us up to date with
Definitely.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.